Chapter 4. A little to the right, Viper called out. No, your other right, Zorin. That's it. Just a little more and drop it there. The huge green, gold, and red dragon carefully dropped the string of lights that he was holding above the top of the tall tree along the courtyard. He would have been all right if not for the end of the long string getting tangled around his left foot. He snorted and tried to shake it loose. Zorin, watch out! Viper shouted, grimacing when the tip of Zorin's wing caught in another strand of lights he had just wrapped around the tree. Twisting, the small bulbs snagged each other, tangling the set of lights he was trying to position with the set he had just finished. Before he knew it, he was hanging upside down with a mass of lights wrapped around his lower legs and wings. Do you need some help? Viper asked with a grin. Fox didn't tell me this was going to be so entertaining when Tina and I arrived this morning. If I had known, I would have come sooner. Zorin's lip curled back and he released a frustrated snarl. Gripping the branch slightly below him with his front claws and wrapping his tail around the top of the tree, he tried to push himself up. Unfortunately, with the wire from the lights wrapped around his wings, he couldn't move. With a loud snort of resignation, he focused on shifting back to his two-legged form. Hate lights, his dragon mumbled. You aren't the only one, my friend, Zorin muttered as he focused. The moment he shifted, he felt his body falling as the wires tangled around him loosened. He wrapped his hands around the branch he had tried to use a moment before, holding it tightly as his body swung down. A low curse escaped him when the thick bark of the tree cut into his palms. Still, the discomfort of a few abrasions was better than falling 50 feet to the ground. You were supposed to warn me if the lights got tangled, Zorin snapped, glancing down at the bemused look on Viper's face. I was doing a better job on my own. So I can see, Viper chuckled, staring up at Zorin's dangling feet. There's a branch just to the left of you that might support your weight. Thanks, Zorin muttered, reaching out his left leg just far enough to test the branch. Now I've got to try to pull the damn lights off and redo it.
Tell me again, why are you doing...